And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Hi, this is Tawny Alvarez at Verrill. Has your company recently audited its risk for joint employment liability? Do you use a third-party vendor for temporary work or otherwise use contract labor? Have you recently assessed whether you are using best practices to decrease possible liability as to joint employment status? Things that should be considered in this analysis include the interrelationship between operations of the two entities, whether there's common ownership and financial control of the two entities, whether the two entities have common management, and whether there are centralized labor relations or centralized personnel. While each state has individualized standards to determine joint employment, these factors serve as a basis of many of those tests. To further assess your risk of joint employment, talk to a member of Verrill's Labor and Employment Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill.